Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, all in the past now. So what do we do now? Well, let's talk about the time between now and Christmas. Earlier, WTOP's Del Walters got on Skype to ask our tech guy, Greg Stebbin, about some common sense rules for the rest of the holiday shopping, now actually more like 26 days away.
Don't waste your time trying to save money on low-priced items. Really, if you think about it, and I think that's the problem, is people don't take enough time to think about it, the smart way to save both time and money at the holidays is to make a list and check it twice, including what you think you're going to pay for each item. Put it in an Excel spreadsheet, then sort by highest to lowest, and put your time and effort into saving money on the high-priced items, because if you're running around trying to save $3 on a $20 item, you're going to run out of time and not be able to save money on the big ticket items, and that's where the savings really count.
Rule number two involves the tools that you use to save time.
That's exactly right. There are a gazillion price comparison websites and lots of price comparison apps for your smartphone. And it's almost a trap if you think about it. You could spend an entire day trying out all these price comparison tools just to see which one saves you the most money. And that's a whole day you haven't spent doing any shopping. So it may have saved you a little money in the end, but you wasted an awful lot of time. eBay has something called Red Laser. Google has Google Shopper. Pick a tool and use it. Assume that you're mostly going to get the best deal. Maybe you're going to miss out on a few, but you're going to save a lot of time. And if you're smart, you'll realize your time is worth money.
This may be the first year that we ask this question, but which is better, cyber shopping by smartphone or your computer?
I think it's actually a pretty easy question to answer. If you're really sitting down to do some dedicated shopping, your computer wins out every time. Look, there's some things you can do on a smartphone, even with a tablet, but the truth is they're tiny little screens. You can't multitask. You can't save things. All of those things you can do much more easily on a computer. If you're still going to be doing your shopping on the go, I still suggest don't rely on your smartphone or your tablet. Take a notebook computer. It's got a real keyboard, a bigger screen. You can use a mouse, and you can multitask and have many windows open. Take your notebook computer. Go sit at the Starbucks at the mall. They'll give you free Wi-Fi and get the job done there using the right tool for the job.
And you maintain that there is more to shopping online than just price.
The whole aspect of your time is very important, especially around Christmas. But I think we all remember a time when we were shopping for some airline travel or an item for something, and we sat down and started shopping at 9 o'clock at night and looked up and realized, oh my gosh, it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I still haven't bought the thing. You don't want to fall into that trap during the holidays. I say if you're going to sit down to do some shopping, budget your time for every item. Think about how much you can potentially save and then say, that's worth 20 minutes of shopping of my time, or 30 minutes, or even an hour if it's a big ticket item. But write down the time you're going to stop and make a decision and then move on to the next thing. Otherwise, you're just going to find you've used your entire holiday season shopping and probably be frustrated and not having made any more savings for all the time you've spent.
That's WTOP tech guy Greg Stebbin.